Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joined now by Dean Weingarten. And we have a request tonight, Dean. It's request night.
I'm listening.
Okay. Rob Morse was just on here. He knows that you have written an article concerning the academic study of gun turn-ins increasing, or buybacks, as you know, you call them what they are, gun turn-ins, confiscation with a smile, whatever you want to turn it, increased gun crime, or increased crime committed with guns. He'd like to have that discussion again. Although we had it on Wednesday, how do you feel about an encore performance of that?
Yeah, sure, we can talk about that. I've written extensively about the turn-ins.
Okay. So
where would you like to start about it?
Well, so this, first of all, the whole notion behind a gun buyback by the government is, how would you characterize that?
Well, it's an Orwellian phrase. I mean, the government didn't own these guns before. I mean, there may be a rare police surplus gun that they owned, or maybe a surplus army rifle or something like that. But the vast majority of these guns were never owned by the government. And so you can't buy back something you never owned. It's impossible. And so this is an Orwellian phrase to get people used to the idea, in my opinion, that the government really owns everything. They just allow you to have things for a little while if they think it's good for you. So it's a misnomer term from the beginning. And I talked to one of the authors of this study, D. Mark Anderson, and I said that I thought that, it wasn't the buyback, it was a propaganda term. And he agreed with me. And he said the problem is that in the literature about these, that is what is used all the time. They don't use the term, which I think would be more correct, of a gun turn-in. They use buyback because that's what was popularized in the media. And most of the literature has used that term. So they're going to continue to use it in the title of their study. And I could understand that. But he agreed with me that it was a propaganda term. So I think it's important to start that right at the beginning. If you let people on the other side of the debate define the terms of an argument, you're going to lose.
Let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question about that whole principle, because I've always thought that as a defender, right? If I'm a defender, if I'm a gun carrier, and I'm in a place where all of a sudden there is a rampage killer that introduces himself there, he's going to have the advantage because I didn't know he was going to show up and do that. So for the first few little bit, he's going to have the advantage. Now, with this terminology they throw about, and this reassignment of language and the reimagination of the vernacular, do we have a hard time fighting this because they come out and say, well, ghost guns are bad. What's a ghost gun? Hey, listen, he doesn't know what he's talking about. There's no such thing as a ghost gun. It's called a home build. Ghost gun! You know, then we're still arguing over that. Is that what the problem we run into?
Well, I think the problem is not so much that they come up with the terminology first, but our opponents control the levers of power in the media. They control most of the media. They control most of academia. They control a lot of social media, maybe most of social media. The tech giants, the tech oligarchs in Facebook and Twitter and Google and Amazon are on their side. So they just have more power, and they're able to enforce these terms. But you have to get that seed of truth out there. And when people hear an explanation about why the term buyback is inappropriate and a propagandistic term, really Orwellian, then they can sort of inoculated against it. They say, oh, yeah, that guy, that terminology is trying to get me to think a certain way. And so I think just fighting it by saying that I understand what's going on here and here's the problem is effective and does some good. So now the interesting thing to me about this study, and it's a very large study, it's the largest I know of that has ever been done on these gun turn-in events. Yeah, there was like 25 years it covered and 277 cities. I think 300 and change of these turn-in events. And what they found was not really surprising because it validates other studies that have been done. They found that it really didn't make any difference in suicides or in homicides. Didn't change anything. But the interesting is that they found that there was a statistically significant evidence that for 2 months after these events, the amount of crime committed with guns actually went up a bit. A measurable amount. It wasn't huge. I think it's around 7%. And it wasn't all gun crimes, but it was enough to be measurable. A couple of the violent crimes that went up were homicide and kidnapping. Well, those are pretty significant crimes.
Yeah.
And that mostly the events that pushed that number up were in large cities. You know, I'm not too surprised at that. But I suspect that it's as much psychological. And they actually referred to John Lott's work and said that one of the possibilities why crimes with guns would go up is that criminals would believe that their victims were unarmed. And in many cases, something like a kidnapping or abduction, the criminals may know the victims, and they may know that the victim turned in the gun they had in response to this propaganda campaign by the government officials, and then be incentivized to commit a crime that they otherwise might not have.
Right.
And I want to emphasize that this is not a huge effect, but it's enough to be measurable. And it certainly does a lot to say that these events do not reduce crime. They do not reduce suicides. They do not reduce homicides. They actually seem to have a small effect of incentivizing more crimes for a couple of months directly after the event.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break. If you're interested in this article and the other nearly 1,800 articles that he has waiting for you there, you can go to ammoland.com, go down to the bottom right, click all contributors. He will be on the middle left, Dean Weingarten. Huge repository of material waiting on you there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. talking to Dean Weingard, and we were talking about gun turn-ins.
Correct. Now, gun turn-ins. I have a question for you.
Yes.
You have an advantage over me. I didn't hear what Rob had to say. Did he have a take on the study, or was he just curious?
He was curious about it because, one thing that is universally true, or that I find to be universally true, is wherever there is a gun control scheme, said scheme is going to, at the very least, fail. And sometimes it has the boomerang effect, the opposite, equal but opposite reaction effect. So here they are trying to take guns off the streets, right, and instead they have crime going up. So
yeah,
I think that that's a fascinating thing to think about when you're thinking totalitarian tyrant type guys who are so inept
right.
that they don't do the very simple math.
And that's another misnomer, another propaganda terminology that's called taking guns off the street. The implication is that you're taking guns from people who shouldn't have them. But that's not really what's happening. What they're talking about when they talk about taking guns off the street is taking guns and destroying them for no reason. Because you don't have to destroy guns to take them off the street. Just put them back into normal channels of commerce, and they go to people who have been checked out through a background check and legitimately can have them. There's no reason to destroy them because all you're doing is destruction of a valuable resource.
Right.
And you're incentivizing, giving an advantage to gun manufacturers because the demand for the guns doesn't go down because you destroy guns. It just means that instead of buying a gun that was already in existence and the money going to, say, a government program if these guns were turned into the government, you buy a gun from a manufacturer and the money goes to the gun manufacturer. So it's counterproductive in the sense of you're destroying resources for no purpose. And they call that getting guns off the street, but it really isn't. It's destruction that they're doing. It's a gun destruction program. And if you talk to the people that promote these programs, they say outright, and I've got evidence in the form of newspaper articles back when Arizona outlawed the destruction of the guns for no reason. They said, okay, yeah, you can hold all the gun turn-ins you want. Just you can't just destroy these guns that are now in government hands. We require you to sell them through licensed dealers.
And, one thing I find about this, though, with just the terminology of the gun back, I find that very audacious because they didn't sell them. We've already established that. The government's never sold a gun to anybody. So they're looking at something that I purchased. I went to a place of business that pays a licensing fee to exist, and they pay the fees to have this merchandise, and I paid that price for them. I did all the things I was supposed to do to be legal. They did all the things they were supposed to do to be legal, and now the government deems it okay for them to step in and say, well, you can't have that. We're going to buy it back, and we're going to determine the value of it.
Yeah, that happens in the mandatory buybacks like in Australia. Correct?
Yep.
And, it's, again, the theory behind all of this is if you just get rid of guns, you'll have less problems. But there's virtually no evidence to show that that is true. And part of the problem is the people who commit problems with guns generally are a tiny number in the population. So it takes very few guns for them to commit problems. Plus, there's the substitution effect. If they're not going to use a gun, or if they can't get one, they use something else. This is especially true in suicide. And we've seen several studies that show that if you remove one method of suicide, there might be a small effect for a little while as people learn about other methods. And then they learn about other methods, and then the suicide rate goes right back to where it was. It's just not correct to say that reducing guns, reducing suicides. We just don't see it. It doesn't happen. And that was one of the big things in this study. There was no reduction of suicide. Now, partly, it's really kind of hard to believe that if you remove even a couple of thousand guns from some place that has a couple of million of them, that it's going to be much of an effect you can measure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like taking a couple of eye drops out of a bucket and saying, is that more or less than that bucket now? Well,
weighs a whole lot less.
Really doesn't make much difference. You know, a mouse that falls into that bucket is still going to drown. You know, it really has very little effect. Now, one of the really interesting things about this study is that it's the kind of the inverse of another study that was done, published in 2008. And it was a very large study. It covered over a number of years. It was like 15 or 20 years, and it covered all the gun shows that were done in California. Oh, it was 10 years, okay, and covered 3,300 gun shows in California and Texas. And that's like 20% of the U.S. population. And in California, gun shows are tightly regulated. I think the guns have to be locked down. You're not allowed to sell a gun at the show. You know, somebody can say, I want to buy that gun. Then they have to wait a while, go to a dealership, fill out paperwork, do some more. And then eventually, after a couple of weeks, they can get a gun as they would have through ordinary commerce and a bunch more paperwork. But in Texas, they are what you'd call lightly regulated. And that is, you know, there's some security at the shows, and ordinarily they'll tend to deter the criminal element, people who have felonies and such. But basically, in a Texas gun show, you can walk in, see a gun you want, and buy it. A lot of regular dealers are going to have to go through the background check.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll get back on this when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Job creation missed expectations but still picked up steam in May as the economy added 559,000 new workers, driven largely by bars, restaurants, and hotels rehiring thousands of employees. The Labor Department also reporting the unemployment rate fell to 5.8%. Former Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee tells Fox News the economy is turning the corner.
Well, by far the biggest growth in jobs was in exactly the leisure and hospitality sector, where it shouldn't be happening. I think this is a very solid jobs number.
Former President Trump is lashing out at Facebook after today's ruling that will keep him off the social media platform until 2023. Trump calling it an insult, although it was originally an indefinite ban. And you're listening to USA Radio News. State Department leaders were warned not to pursue an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. That's what former department officials confirmed to Fox News on Thursday, amid fears that it would bring attention to U.S. funding of research at the Wuhan Institute, where the virus may have escaped. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling Fox News,
"We overcame lots of internal bureaucracy to get there and lots of internal debate from NIH folks who were trying to suppress what we're doing at the State Department as well." When you heard Dr. Fauci this morning, Laura, those are the exact same words, the exact same excuses, the exact same theories that the Chinese Communist Party has been presenting for over a year now. We can all draw our own conclusions.
Pope Francis will reportedly meet with President Joe Biden on June 15th, one day before the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is scheduled to begin drafting a document about politicians who support abortion receiving communion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about the gun turn-in programs that they run and such. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I'd like to finish by saying about this study on gun shows that was done on the shows in California and Texas. And it was a big study, and it covered 3,300 gun shows over 10 years. And it's related to the gun turn-in so-called buyback study in the sense that it's just the opposite. It's looking at when there's potentially more guns introduced into more than usual into a community. And they found that these tightly regulated shows where you can't really buy a gun in California, there was virtually no effect. They couldn't detect an effect one way or another. But when they looked at the shows in Texas, where it's easier to go in and buy a gun, they found a really rather interesting thing. In the 2 weeks in the location where the show was at, after the show, the homicide rate went down a small amount. So you have the, and it was a statistically significant effect. It wasn't just random noise that was somehow in there. It was actually an effect that they could measure, that homicide rates went down in when there were gun shows that were less regulated, you know, that were, as we say, lightly regulated. But it wasn't insignificant. I mean, we're talking a potential effect by the gun shows in Texas, the actual ones, of about 1% decrease in homicide over the whole state. I mean, that's a That's not an insignificant amount. So where you took guns out of the community and publicized it, as in these gun turn-ins, so-called buybacks, crime with guns actually went up for a couple of months after the event. And when you introduced more guns in a lightly regulated gun show in Texas, the homicide rate actually dropped. So it's an inverse. They reinforce each other. The effects reinforce each other, if you see what I'm saying. And yes. They're not just where somebody looked at a bunch of different cities and found one where, you know, the crime rate went up here in one town for a couple months in one place. These are looking at large samples over 10 years for the gun shows study that was published in 2008, or over 25 years for the gun turn-in, well, buyback study that just was published in May of this year. So it's hard to say that these are, you know, shoddily done or poor studies. They're very large studies, and the effects we're looking at are pretty small. So it's not earth-shattering. But it shows that the theory of more guns causing more crime or more suicide is just wrong, because they're not finding that at all. In fact, they're finding a little bit that there's less crime when you have more guns in a community. I think that's worth talking about.
Yep.
So now we could go to something you wanted to talk about last Wednesday. Well, you might have mentioned it. I mean, it might have been off the air. But you said we talked about bears a fair amount, but how about mountain lions?
I think we've cursorily, if that's actually even a grammatical word.
Yeah, it sounds right to me.
flitted across that surface of them being ambush animals and that kind of thing, and how we're encroaching on their habitat. But I am unaware of how lethal a mountain lion can be. I know it can kill a human, but I think most of the time the humans need to be relatively small, like children or something. So I was hoping for a little bit of education.
Yeah, they have killed people, including adults, but the attacks are rare. And I actually put a challenge out on an Animaland article. I said, if anybody knows of a case where a human armed with a firearm was ever killed by a mountain lion, I'd like to know about it. And I haven't had anybody respond to that, and I think that was over a year ago that I put it out there. And in fact, what I see, and the number of mountain lion attacks are increasing, because the population of mountain lions is going up. And I've been surprised at how few attacks I hear about that are complete surprise attacks. Now, that's what you'd expect from a mountain lion, because they're an ambush predator, as you said. But yet I don't see these attacks. I mean, usually the person has some sort of warning. They hear a twig snap, or they are looking or turn around for whatever reason. They see a mountain lion, you know, a few feet from them. There's a case. I thought it was a fantastic case. I did a pretty thorough write-up on it. It was in New Mexico in 2014. And a 12-year-old girl was out hunting elk with her father. And they had been up in a blind or a stand, and they left, and they, I think, went about a quarter mile away. And the father said, oh, darn, I forgot something. I think it was maybe a rangefinder or a pair of binoculars or something like that. He said, stay here. I'm going to go back and get it. Well, he leaves, and the girl's there, and she's got a .30-06 rifle that she's carrying. It's her rifle. And she's looking, and she sees this mountain lion 5 yards away. And it's crouching. It's obviously stalking her. And without, you know, he points the rifle, probably slowly, I imagine, and shoots the mountain lion. And it was judged by the New Mexico Game and Fish to clearly be a defensive action, because this mountain lion was acting just like you see cats stalking birds, you know. They get closer. They have their eyes focused on the prey or the intended prey. and there are pictures and all that. And this is a 12-year-old girl, and she just happened to, you know, she saw this mountain lion. She was armed with a rifle, and she killed the mountain lion. So there's other cases where it's similar. One of the really strange ones was a mountain lion, a young mountain lion, shall we say. And this was a woman in Idaho, and she heard a ruckus outside, and she had dogs outside. She goes out, and she believes that there's a dog fight going on. It's at night, so it's not, like, real clear. And she grabs the one animal by the scruff of the neck and pulls it off, and she finds she has a 35-pound mountain lion, young mountain lion, in her hand. And, you know, what do you do? It's like, you know, how do you let go of the tiger's tail, you know? So she's yelling. Her husband comes out with a gun and shoots the mountain lion. It was fighting with one of her dogs out there. But so humans, you know, are tougher and more capable than a lot of people give humans credit for. And I would like to see any cases where people were killed by mountain lions where it was a purely ambush attack. It doesn't seem to happen as often as you'd think.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the last break. You can find Dean's work, the majority of Dean's work, nearly 1,800 articles at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten. How would you like to finish this week off,
well,
sir?
I would like to talk a bit more about my lines, because I realized I said something that wasn't quite correct. Because I do recall a couple of instances where people were attacked ambush style by mountain lions, and I think they were when people were riding bicycles. There was one in California, and there also may have been a jogger that was attacked from behind by a mountain lion. The bicycle incident I remember very clearly in California, and I think there was one in either Washington or Oregon as well. But you can see where a person on a bicycle might look more like a fleeing prey animal, and so it might help induce an attack. And then the case I'd like to, that was one of the most interesting, I thought, because it illustrates some of the stupidity of really intense gun control laws, was that in 2013, there was a mountain lion attack on a woman in British Columbia. And she had seen this mountain lion around for a while. They live in a relatively remote area. There aren't a lot of people around. And they have a garden, and, you know, they do other things. So it was sort of a part of the back to the land movement from the 1970s that they went up there. And, you know, they've been living their life, and this mountain lion was getting increasingly aggressive. And they considered getting a rifle. I mean, it's Canada. You're out in the middle of the woods. You'd think it should not be difficult to get a rifle. But at the time, when the husband looked into the possibility, the requirements were so stringent and rigorous, and you had to, you know, take courses and take tests, that he believed he would never get the rifle in time to do any good. So instead of getting a rifle, and frankly what I think would have been the better approach would be to have a couple of handguns that they could holster and have with them all the time. But she had bear spray, as I recall. But she's in the garden working, and this mountain lion attacks her. And she can't get at the bear spray, and she's screaming. But her husband, when he couldn't get a rifle, had gotten a boar spear, a cold steel boar spear. I haven't had one because I'm just curious about them, and they're a formidable weapon, no doubt about it. They're about 7.5 inches long, and the spearhead, I think, is about almost 4 inches wide. I mean, it's you don't want to get stuck with one, and they're sharp, razor sharp. So when he heard his wife screaming, he had the boar spear leaning against the wall outside the cabin. He grabs the boar spear and runs to her side. The mountain lion is attacking her, and he stabs the mountain lion with the boar spear, and the lion gets up off of her, runs about 15 yards, and drops over dead. But it's a sad state of affairs when humans have to resort to, you know, 15th or 16th century technology to defend themselves from wild beasts to attack them. I mean, it's much better than not having any weapon, but it shows how ridiculous the controls can be in places like Canada, where politicians value being politically correct more than they value the lives of their subjects.
Yeah. Without a doubt. That in and of itself, when we sit back and say, okay, well, that's better than nothing, a boar spear.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
I'm trying to picture it in my head. I understand. I think I know what it is. I think I've seen.
Anybody who wants to see a picture of it can just go online and do a search for Cold Steel, the company, or spear. And like I said, I have one. I've never stuck anything with it, but I just was curious about it. And I've read enough historical accounts, and I'd also had some contacts in Texas. I thought, hey, I might even get a chance to try to stick a boar with one if I'm invited to a Texas pig hunt sometime. But that hasn't happened. But they are just the handle alone is 6 feet long, and the head is another 18 inches.
Yeah.
So. Because a little bit of the handle goes into the head to attach it, you end up with a 7-foot-5-inch spear. I mean, it's not something you can wield around inside a tight room very easily. It's 7.5 feet long.
No.
So even in tight circumstances where you'd be in brush or something, it might be difficult to use it real effectively as well.
Sure. Yeah, I'm just looking at it. You can buy them on Amazon for $88.55.
Yeah, and they'll ship it to you.
Yep. In a nice long box.
Oh, yeah. It does come in a long box. No question. So that's, you know, the mountain lions are becoming more common. We've had, and interestingly enough, we have these hunters shooting them in self-defense. Like I said, there was that 12-year-old girl in New Mexico. I think there was a 25 or 26-year-old person in, I think it was Colorado. And then there was, I think, an 18-year-old young man in Iowa, all places.
So are there any calibers that are rubbish against the mountain lion? Or mountain lion
actually,
can be... Yeah?
Mountain lions are pretty thin skin. Everything I read about them is that if you hurt them, see, they're a predator that depends on more ambush attacks, and they don't want to get hurt. If they get hurt when they're killing their prey, their days tend to be numbered. You know, they need to be able to kill something without getting hurt too much. And so what I'm seeing is that if you shoot them with just about anything, and many times mountain lion hunters used to shoot them with 22 pistols out of a tree. But I believe that just about any caliber would be far superior than nothing, and certainly the standard defensive calibers of anything, say 380 on up, through 44, whatever, would be more than adequate.
Yeah. I didn't think it would take very much to take down one. But, I mean,
no, it doesn't appear to. And like I said, they seem to be deterred pretty quickly. Several people have driven them off with pocket knives.
I've seen people with bear spray. They especially, I guess out west, they really like to be out there on those mountain bike trails.
Yeah.
And there'll be some runner that's coming by that I guess has his bear spray in hand, and the mountain lion will come out of the wood line, and that guy will spray it down real good, and it'll head back into the wood line. And anyway,
I guess I've heard of that once or twice. And
yeah.
You should have the bear spray in hand, by the way.
Yeah.
Because there it appears that they're much harder to effectively draw and use than say a hand holstered handgun.
Right.
The holsters are not as ergonomic. The grips are not as ergonomic. The safety devices are kind of rudimentary. You have to, like, pull a pin out or something, kind of like on a grenade, I guess. And they're just not as ergonomically as developed as handguns are. Well, handguns have been developed for defense over the last 150 years very effectively, whereas we haven't had bear spray for so long.
Before we run out of time, let me just point out that you've got nearly 1,800 articles at Ammoland.com, where they are ranked number 744, I believe, in the Alexa rankings on the whole planet.
Wow.
So when you're the number one writer at a website and it's in the top 1,000 on the planet, well, if you just happen to write about one specific thing that most people don't, that makes you the big dog, which is what Dean is, according to Freddie Reel, who is the publisher there at Ammoland. Thank you very much for joining me today.
It is always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.